March 27, God works on plan of multiplication. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, 2 Peter 1:2. If we would develop a character which God can accept, we must form habits in our daily religious life. Daily prayer is essential to growth in grace and even to spiritual life itself, as is temporal food to physical well-being. We should accustom ourselves to lift the thoughts often to God in prayer. If the mind wanders, we must bring it back by persevering effort. Habit will finally make it easy. We cannot for one moment separate ourselves from Christ with safety. We may have His presence to attend us at every step, but only by observing the conditions which He Himself has laid down. Religion must be made the great business of life. Everything else should be held subordinate to this. All our powers of soul, body, and spirit must be engaged in the Christian warfare. We must look to Christ for strength and grace, and we shall gain the victory as surely as Jesus died for us. We must come nearer to the cross of Christ. Penitence at the foot of the cross is the first lesson of peace we have to learn. The love of Jesus, who can comprehend it, infinitely more tender and self-denying than a mother's love. If we would know the value of human soul, we must look in living faith upon the cross, and thus begin the study which will be the science and the song of the redeemed through all eternity. The value of our time and our talents can be estimated only by the greatness of the ransom paid for our redemption. Sanctification is a progressive work. The successive steps are set forth before us in the words of Peter. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:5-8. Here is a course by which we may be assured that we shall never fall. Those who are thus working upon the plan of addition in obtaining the Christian graces have the assurance that God will work upon the plan of multiplication in granting them the gifts of His Spirit. By divine grace, all who will may climb the shining steps from earth to heaven, and at last, with songs and everlasting joy, enter through the gates into the city. Isaiah 35:10, The Sanctified Life, pages 93-95.